Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold after three games from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your guys' loss to Pleasant Ridge. 45-40 was the final score last Thursday. Had a bit of a tough time with your guys' offense, it sounds like.
Yeah, we didn't move the ball the best, and then, you know, we had some good looks that just couldn't get to fall. Kind of been in, you know, this towards the end this stretch, you know, it's just been struggling to get the ball to go through the hoop, it feels like. And we're getting pretty decent looks. It's just having a hard time getting it to go through the hoop.
And then you guys took on a McLeod team that has had its ups and downs this season. You guys beat them last Friday, 59-49. And coach, in this game, you said you guys played good enough, but not great in this one.
Yeah, and you know they had a lot to do with it defensively. But you know we moved the ball, we shared it, and we did enough offensively to put us in position. And then defensively, I thought we did pretty good. We got downhill and getting to the rim and got some of their guys in foul trouble, which, you know, in the end really helped. And, you know, we got into the passing lanes and turned them over enough to get us in a good spot to win that one.
And then the final score from Tuesday's game was 49-37, your guys' lowest point total in a little while, as you tell me that you just couldn't finish around the rim.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, a lot of that has to do with them. They are very athletic, and they speed you up. And we always try to tell our guys, you know, when you get sped up, that's when bad things happen. And that's kind of what it is when we kind of play them. Even if they're not really in our face or anything, we still play faster than we probably are a little bit more comfortable with. And yeah, we couldn't get it to fall around the hoop last night. I thought defensively was one of our, you know, against them, one of our better games we played against them defensively and rebounding. I thought we did a really, really solid job, as a group. We just couldn't get it to go through the hoop. And, you know, against a team like that, you've got to capitalize, on your chances, especially in the paint. And we didn't, and that's pretty much what happened.
So your final three games of the regular season, you guys are going to be hosting ACTHS. It's been a rough year for the Tigers on the boys' side. And then you guys will be hosting Jackson Heights. That will be on the 20th. Jackson Heights team that has been really good in some points and then not so great in other points. And then a Horton team on the 23rd on the road. We'll be broadcasting that one on KNZA 103.9 FM. And this is a Horton team that has shown flashes of being great, but has also been a little bit vulnerable throughout times this season. So these are three games that you could possibly, that could go either way down the stretch. How important are these games as you guys are making that march towards Substate?
They're very, very important. You know, like we tell the guys all the time, you know, and especially this year in our league, you know, the top team can lose to the bottom team. You know, it's every night you've got to come out and you've got to bring it. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter who you play. You can lose. So yeah, we've got to kind of get things dialed back in. Defensively, I feel like we've been pretty solid. Just offensively, I don't know if it's just, you know, kind of in a rut or in our heads or just out of rhythm. And if we can get dialed back in offensively and sharing the ball and moving it and getting the right guys in the right spots to knock down some shots, you know, we can make a run at pretty much anybody we've got. So we just got to get everybody, you know, in the boat rowing the same way and finish this up on a good note.
Bears are 6-7 in league play, 8-9 on the regular season. Still got some work to do on the year before Substate. You guys are trying to possibly have a higher seed in Substate as you guys are just behind Care Paravel as they are currently 10-8 on the year. Got some work to do for all of the finishing things before the Substate. That's going to be at Jefferson County North this year for you guys. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Oskaloosa Boys Head Basketball Coach Jeremy Rockhold here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Pia Friend Realty.